What's up, guys?
What's up?
Kielbasa sausage, what are you doing?
Give me a kielbasa and a hot sausage.
Who doesn't like a good hot dog, you know? Everything gets cooked, nice char on it. The hot dogs are nice, big, all beef hot dog. I do a kielbasa, a hot sausage. I even carry a vegan Italian sausage for the people that don't like to eat the regular meat products. People come to my cart and they get a kielbasa John's way. You take the kielbasa, you put it up on the grill, you get that real nice char on it. I'll slice it up a little bit. I got a real special sweet barbecue glaze that I put on there while it's on the grill that'll bake on there, kind of caramelize, get nice and thick. Very tasty, very unique. That's kind of like my specialty. People come from all over the city to get the John's way. My name is John Spellman. I'm the owner and operator of the Shady Dog Hot Dog Cart in Shadyside.
Out here in the hallway, these are all our signs that are going to go on the roads. These are our work orders. We stay within the borders of the county. We do all your belt signs, your road signs, police cars, sheriff's cars, fire departments. We do the city-county building, the courthouse, and then we go out on the road and do the jail also. And we do various signs for all those people. My name is Steve Smith. And I work here for the county at the sign shop. I am a sign craftsman.
Of course, this is a cruise room. Hey, Donna. The lunch area is there, and the operators come in here, and we get our assignment.
Initially, I simply thought it would be easy. That's it. I thought driving the bus was going to be easy. And I did not realize the detail that is required when driving the bus. The attention to not only what's going on inside of the bus interior, but what's going on all around the bus. I realized very quickly in my training that it requires so much more. My name is Jill Smallwood. I am an operator for Port Authority of Allegheny County. I drive a bus.
Hello, I'm Kevin C. Brown.
And I'm Margaret J. Krause.
And you're listening to Still Working, a show about how work shapes who we are and how we see the world.
Our series was inspired by Chicago radio giant Studs Terkel and his book Working. The subtitle is What People Do All Day and How They Feel About What They Do. That's exactly what we wanted to know for our time and in our region.
Today, a bus driver, a hot dog vendor, and a street sign maker. Three people who make city streets what they are.
We'll cover the metal we have. We have HIP. It's the intensity of the vinyl. It's more reflective so the driver sees it out on the road. And then it runs through the machine like over here. Bruce will run it through the machine and it gets covered. And they stick the metal in there. And then what they'll do is they'll trim it off. And they trim the edges off so it comes out smooth.
He just jumped out the car, left the damn thing in drive.
Doesn't know, come see the pro.
I'm in the corner of Aiken and Liberty in Shadyside. It's a very busy intersection. One direction is Bloomfield, the other direction is East Side, the other direction is Shadyside, and then the other direction is Oakland. Everything starts and stops right where I stand. That is my corner. That is the Shady Dog corner. So it took 2 years to get all the paperwork and all the permits and licenses together to be able to be a vendor there. Getting to that corner was just the first step, you know, and then building a clientele and building a business there and a reputation. It takes time.
Later, guys. Remember, put it in park next time. He jumped out the car and the car wasn't in park. He wanted his Shady Dog bad.
Hey, what's going on here?
How are you? P1 430, unit 380.
We're on Road 17, 3259.
On 17.
Yes, ma'am, and you have a wonderful night.
Okay.
My day starts at 417. Any time I punch in after 417, I'm considered late. I have 13 minutes to go upstairs to the shifter's office, get my bus. I set the controls. We have a computer system, a GPS system that we put codes into. And once all those things are in place, the big brother in the sky knows where we're supposed to be. And by shortly before 4:30, I should be pulling out of the garage.
I had one incident where I had a food truck scope out my corner and realize that I'm not there on Mondays because Monday is a big event and shopping day for me. Being there as long as I've been there, the 8 years that it took me, the blood, sweat, and tears on my corner, to for somebody to have the nerve to just drive up when I'm not there and think, ooh, he's had a moderate bit of success on this corner, I'm just going to try and scoop in on his corner. That's just some underhanded, sneaky, dirty business right there. You don't step on another man's territory and think it's going to be okay. You know, that's, you know how long it took me to put the grease on that corner, to put my footprints on that corner?
This is our first stop. This is the East Liberty Station. We're 4 minutes late, but I'm allowed to be late and not early. My route travels up and down the East Busway. So I actually turn left out of the garage and go inbound towards downtown. And that's where I start picking up the people that are attempting to leave town. And that's pretty much how my day goes, from Swissville Station to downtown Pittsburgh, from downtown Pittsburgh to Swissville Station. I do that up until approximately 9:37. At that time, it's my lunch break.
Well, I'm going to do a road sign. It's a work ahead, and we've been doing we have 48 of them to do different sets for different locations in the county. Kerning is like, say you write your name out, and in between the spaces, you have spaces between each letter. And sometimes some look a little farther than others, so it looks like you got such a big gap. So what you do is you close it in a little more so it makes it look more even. So we're getting rid of the old vinyl. So this stuff's gonna be thrown away. You almost know how far to cut down because this is clear. So your blade, you get used to the pressure on your blade on what you wanna cut out. You know, you wanna just, like I said, get rid of all the old. And then out here, then you'll see the lettering come.
Ronald.
Yes, sir.
What do you want on it, my man? Peppers and onions and all that?
The people that know the Shady Dog know the fro. I have a nice big, I'm a white guy that has a nice big afro. My motto is, those that know, they come see the fro.
Any haulers out today? What's today? You're killing me, big man. You're killing me.
Thank God it's fro day, but you know.
What'd you say?
Thank God it's fro day.
That's what I'm talking about. How do you not get that? Every time you come on.
Friday is TGIF at the Shady Dog. Now, most people relate that to thank God it's Friday. Well, that is everywhere except for the Shady Dog that is true. At the Shady Dog, TGIF means thank God it's fro day. If you come to the Shady Dog and you're one of the first 10 people to come by the dog and say, thank God it's fro day, you get one on the house.
Who that said that fro day? I'm in winter. Talk to me, Blondie.
Too slim.
I'm very good at reading people. Give me 30 seconds of talking to you, I know instantly how I can talk to you, what manner I need to talk to you, how aggressive I can be with you, how far I can go as, you know, there's some people I call buddy, there's some people I call hun, you know, just knowing people in general.
Oh, you guys, now listen, behave when this young girl walks past here, please.
I'll try.
Come on through here, young lady, don't mind these guys. How you doing, sweetie? Good.
But if I'm to that point where I recognize you, so you've been to my cart enough times, then I pretty much know your story. I'm like your big brother. I'm like your uncle. I'm like your dad. I'm like your neighbor. I'm just that voice in the stranger in the city that's easy to talk to.
I can kind of scan someone and look in their eyes and see most of the time if they're not having a good day or if they might be a problem for me. And instead of pushing those buttons that I kind of know already may exist, I back off. I don't dispute things like the fare. First of all, we were trained not to. But I don't do it because I can already see this person perhaps isn't having the best day or isn't having a good day. So why dispute 25 cents? There has to be some kind of empathy shown by the bus operator. People are watching everything that you do, and they're listening to what you say. So do you want the reputation of being the horrible, ignorant bus driver? Or do you just want people to say, well, she's professional? There are some days I say, come here for a minute. I say, you always pay $2. Why do you always pay $2? Well, how much is it? I say it's $2.75. And I usually will add, all these other people had to put in $2.75. And you gotta put in $2.75. They'll say, okay, all right. Port Authority has made it very clear to us, we are not to dispute fares. So I don't. But I try to level the playing ground among the passengers, because somebody struggled to put money in there for that ride. And I need them to know that I didn't take their money and then I'm gonna let 10 people behind them ride for free.
There it goes. The vinyl's good, but I grew up painting, so I still do painting on my own also. I do portraits of people's pets around the country. I started years ago, I did my wife's aunt's pets, but then I go to different shows and things like that, and then I get them just through with a website. But it's just slowly picking up. It's not nothing like, that's like a retirement thing, so I can just sit back and let it come to me.
I did 24 years as a law enforcement officer. I did 7 years in patrol. I spent 13 years in homicide. And I did the remaining, I think it was about four and a half years in the firearms tracking unit. In law enforcement, you pretty much control almost everything. You're in control and you have the last say. On a Port Authority bus, that is not so. We deal with homelessness, that's not addressed. We deal with people who are just emotionally ill. And we are not social workers. You know, I think it puts some operators at risk, particularly those that work late at night and those perhaps who are women. I think it puts you at risk. So for those reasons, I think that there should be more compensation. I also think that as the world changes, I think that perhaps our training could change also.
It's tough to remember before the Shady Dog, you know? It's tough to remember before the Fro, and I worked in a nursing home for about 10 years, taking care of the elderly. That was fulfilling but tiring and exhausting. It's hard to deal with people like that and the sick for 10 years, especially I was a young man when I did that stuff. And then I had a couple other small businesses, you know, cleaning, furniture delivery, a couple other things like that, and ran into some friends that had some bars, worked in some bars, and you know, I just never really found my niche. You know, I couldn't work in the corporate world. Just my attitude and my persona does not invite the boss to be telling me what to do, you know.
Make sure I got my corner right. Okay, now I want to make sure I line this thing up on the right corner. Yeah, we're okay. Then what we'll do is we'll take measurements and we'll measure these. And it's about 5/8 all the way around. Just depends on the size. Every one of them is a different measurement. Then we'll tape the edges down. And after we tape the edges down is when we'll send it through the laminator.
And that'll apply this vinyl to the metal sign that you actually see out on the road. That's how we work these. I just gotta fix it a little more so we get it right. And then we'll peel the masking off. And there's your sign ready to go. That's your masking. That's it. It's ready to go on the road now. We'll give it to the construction crew and they'll just send it out wherever it goes. Put them on little metal easels and get all their stuff and all their gear on. So it's a little safety out there for these guys. So slow down a little bit and just be careful who's around you.
Help yourself to the coolers in the back. Okay, so that's 7 and a Kabasi is 11 altogether, my man. I'll tell you what, for you today, since you're a first time, we'll make a 10 even, man.
All right.
Thank you, my friend. I appreciate you, buddy.
No matter how many free pieces I give away every day that I'm out there, I'll never forget the time that I sold a total of 7 pieces for the entire day. That was my last day in the North Side. So days like that make you appreciate the days that I have now, where 7 pieces was my total for one day. I give away 7 pieces every day, not even blinking an eye, because that's what made the Shady Dog a success.
I signed up for the reserves. I was like 19 years old. So I have a little bit of a military background. And then from the reserves, I went into this paramilitary organization, which is the police department. And both of those are about service to the community. I tell people occasionally that the military prepared me for police work. Police work prepared me for operating a bus. We're there for employment, of course, but our service is what really can make the difference in someone's life. And it's nice when you can do it and everybody's calm and happy and, you know, getting off the bus with no drama.
Still working is Kevin C. Brown and me, Margaret J. Krause. Funding help comes from the A.W. Mellon Educational and Charitable Trust Fund of the Pittsburgh Foundation. Thank you to Tramell Perry for production assistance. For more information, to hear other stories throughout the month, see photos, and subscribe to our iTunes or Google Play podcast feed, visit wesa.fm/stillworking. Thanks for listening.